3, 2, 1. Good luck and have fun. And we are now in the match. We are live with Tricky Clan coming out of the covered passageway spot as they take their position up in the fountain courtyard. Under attack already is Codename. Manages to slow down Happy here very quickly. Another big kill by Codename up on the patio just above the fountain. That was Natrax with a nice kill there. Action ensues down beyond the fountain there. Last kill. That is Thumber coming through very quickly for HV, and his life is taken at the hand of Slider. We spawn with House Valhalla. They take a position up over in the fountain courtyard as Thumber now tossing grenades through the through the courtyard alleyway. Natrix on the other side. Natrix coming through, dropping a grenade, whipping out his LR-300, taking aim at Bluey up on the patio. Bluey and Pappy, along with Natrix, going at it here, and it's going to be Bluey who gets two kills there. Nice work by Bluey. She is bleeding. She's retreating, and she's going down. A Maori catches her with an LR-300 to the midsection, and our score is 2-0 here. Quickly in favor of Tricky Clan. We spawn with House Valhalla. They come out on the patio courtyard, holding down that upper fountain hallway. Hit his Codename with the SR-8. He's got action at the opposing end, and that is Slider. Slider with the automatic there. He's got the LR-300 out. His Codename waiting for him to come through. Nice hit by Codename. As Slider is injured, Slider calling for assistance now as we see Maori and Natrax taken out by Thumber and Barrett of House Valhalla here on the other side of the map as they heal underneath the bridge just off the T-intersection. Or check that, underneath the bridge in the patio courtyard as Thumber heals his teammate, but he's gunned down very quickly. Now Barrett under heavy attack. Bluey guns down Pappy, but Slider able to catch the last game of their Bluey. She just could not stay alive quick enough, and House Valhalla quickly down 3-0 here. Only 2 minutes into this match as Natrix with another good HE grenade coming through the courtyard alleyway. He's chasing down Barrett. Barrett never saw him looking up toward that T-intersection under the bridge. He gets caught by Natrix. Natrix and Slider now joined together in the fountain courtyard. Slider under the arch foyer, walking out onto the bridge to join Natrix. You go inside the alleyway there. Twin Duck with the DE out, and he is not able to pistol whip Slider as Slider reloads his LR-300 after that game-winning kill. Score now 4-0. House Valhalla looking a bit rusty here to start this cup match. As I said, they have taken a couple of months off from Urban Terror. Codename can't avoid the HE grenade that came down that upper fountain hallway as we see TK just taking it to House Valhalla right now. As House Valhalla finally with the advantage here, but Natrax doing some fancy shooting, going after Twin Duck. He whips out the DE. Great work by Natrax. He's able to gun down three gamers here at the end of the round to gain the point for Tricky Clan and keep HV off the board here. 4-0 now. 5-0 is our score. Natrax leading all scores. 9 kills, 3 deaths. His hand to slow down by Twin Ducks SR-8 here to start the round. And House Valhalla has put up a couple of good rounds here. Unfortunately, they've come up just a bit short on the back end as Thumber coming through the alleyway meets up with Maori. Good kill right there. Thumber now proceeding down the T-intersection. He's got Twin Duck in front of him. Twin Duck taking on Slider. And just like that, House Valhalla gets on the scoreboard here after just about 4.5 minutes. Props to HV. As we see grenades being exchanged up in the upper fountain hallway again. That being tossed up there by Barrett. One being tossed in by Pappy of TK, Tricky Clan, Portugal. Slider looking like he's got his weapon aimed up at that entrance to the upper fountain hallway. As Thumber coming through, gets a couple of rounds off and in the chest of one of the TK gamers. He's retreating and under attack. Thumber coming through, 2 kills by Thumber. Great work before he is cut down very quickly by Slider. But Barrett and Bluey right there to clean it up. Slider and who was that? Slider and Maori being taken down there. And HV coming back in mighty fine fashion here. They've won the last 2 rounds in a row. As we go inside the game here, first person, we are with Codename. He's got the SR-8 out. He's aiming it all the way down the alley timbers from the patio in the market courtyard. No action happening there. We're going to switch forward to Thumber, who's leading the charge down the alley timbers, tosses 2 grenades down there as they go off in the background, holding his position back in the old alleyway. That is Hantu of TK, SR-8 in his hand. He's got Pappy in front of him with an HE grenade, but Pappy more or less over near the T intersection, the main square alley with his LR-300 under heavy fire as Barrett coming through with Bluey. Bluey is gunned down, but Barrett picks up, Thumber picks up the kill here as Barrett also shot down. Coming around the corner from the alley, Timbers hand to switching weapons to his UMP-45. He is able to get the kill on Thumber. That is going to leave Codename of HB, the last surviving member for House Valhalla, as it's a 2-on-1 now. Slider and Hand to a PK going after Codename of House Valhalla. Codename switching to his automatic weapon, going across the bridge into the marketplace. He's got the MP5K out, switching to his DE as he's trying to decide what weapon he is going to use here, as they are on opposite sides of the building here. Codename taking up a position, looking down the arched foyer. He's just inside the marketplace alley. Now he hops down on to the alleyway up near the T intersection. No love there from Tricky Clan as they are holding back. It looks like they're healing just in front of him now as they drop into the patio courtyard. Big kill with the SR-8. Hantu takes out Codename. Great work there by Tricky Clan as they get one back here after HV had rattled off two in a row to draw within 5-2. But that round going to Tricky Clan. Score now 6-2 in favor of Tricky Clan, as we see a couple gamers here from HV healing up over the marketplace, as we see grenades coming from the direction of the alley. Timbers in the old alley once again. Hantu down there holding that position with his SR-8. A grenade chases him away here down the old alley, pursuing very quickly. It is Bluey, and Bluey is going to outgun Hantu. Hantu not quick enough to change weapons to his automatic weapon, as he decided to stay with the SR-8. As HV comes through very quickly into the patio courtyard, we see some gun action going on, and Slider, Bluey, and Thumber able to take down Slider as they came from opposite sides there to encompass him. As Codename now continues up to the upper fountain hallway, we've got action up there. It is Natrix quickly retreating, not able to retreat fast enough as he went toe-to-toe with Bluey, and it's going to be Bluey who gets a kill for House Valhalla. Our score 6-3 now. House Valhalla only down by 3 as we spawn with Tricky Clan coming out of the covered passageway. Down the upper fountain hallway comes Slider. He's got an HE grenade out. He's going to toss it towards that patio courtyard entrance. Codename just coming up the stairs. He's got the SR-8 out, and he's been deadly with that SR-8 so far. 6 kills for him, and coming through, Natrix, check that. That was Slider coming through. Gun-on-gun action. We go close quarters combat, and it's going to be Natrix. It's going to be Codename, and Codename goes down. Barrett left to fend for his life. He is the last gamer left alive once again, and he's coming under heavy attack here. His retreat's now over in to the archway just inside the patio courtyard. Barrett hiding behind the trees here. He's only got about 30% health left. He's got the LR-300 out, and he has Hantu to take on. Hantu now didn't see him coming under the bridge into the patio courtyard. Here he comes. Barrett chasing behind him here. They do not see each other. Barrett now picks him up, but two quick rounds from Hantu's UMP-45. You heard one of them tink off the helmet. The next one killed him 7-3 now. Our score for Tricky Clan of Portugal. Action continues on in the fountain courtyard as Hantu quickly slowed down by a twin duck SR-8 shot. Twin duck now loads up an HE grenade, comes through the marketplace alley, grenade ready. He does not toss it, though, as we see a couple other gamers taken out here. Natrix right now, HV controlling this map, but Tricky Clan trying to climb back in it here as we are down to a 2-on-2 here. And we are with House Valhalla currently. Codename up on the patio above the fountain courtyard. Great kill there as Twin Duck managed to take down the first game here, Maori, and then Codename cleaned it up, outgunning Slider with his SRA. Great work there by House Valhalla once again. Natrix coming through into the fountain, into the patio courtyard, letting loose two grenades. They both go off as HV holding back. We go up to the top patio here inside the fountain courtyard, and it's Slider once again holding that position down below him. He's got Natrax. He also has Pappy of TK behind him as gunfire ensuing up on that upper hallway, and it's going to be TK who takes advantage of it, moves in to the patio courtyard area. Thumber and Codename back to fend off the attack, but it's going to be Slider who gets a drop on Codename. Now going toe-to-toe, it is Slider over Thumber with his LR-300, and that is going to be the round there. Some more good teamwork by TK. They are very fast here, and that's one of the things we have seen especially on Costa. The good clans, and I'm not knocking HV, the good clans continue to rush, not allowing the opposing clan to set up and play a strong defense. So TK now switching sides here as they take up position in the patio courtyard. Thumber tossing a grenade inside the alleyway. That catches Hantu unsuspectingly. He goes down. Pappy trying to come through here very quickly. As he does, readies up a grenade, drops it up on the patio between the upper fountain hallway. Nobody home there. Codename then taken out by a shiny bullet from Pappy's LR-300 very quickly. Thumber coming past the T intersection. Just above him on the bridge, it is Slider holding down the area. Thumber injured, as is Slider. Slider retreating now. DE going off as he reloads and heals himself. He's got about 50 health. Barry now up on the patio above the courtyard, the patio courtyard. He jumps down, turns left, and goes towards a T intersection, backpedaling to find his teammate Thumber calling for a medic. And as they medic each other up, we will go in search of Slider. We have found him coming through the marketplace alleyway. And under heavy attack, as Barrett got a shot in there, but it was not enough. Is another odd man rush here by HV. They are not able to come out on top as Slider takes out Thumber and a Barrett with his LR-300 to take the round for Tricky Clan once again. So Tricky Clan not backing down, but House Valhalla definitely not going anywhere. They are still in the game here, as we're just inside of 9 minutes to go here on UT Casa. This is a clan base spring of 2005 Group A stage coverage from the Premier League here. Pappy and Natrax reloading. Thumber coming through. He gets a drop on both of them, but very quick to clean that mess up was Pappy. He healed up Natrax, and as Thumber came through, he took aim at Natrax, but it was Pappy crouching just near the entrance who was able to slow him down, as we see Barrett and Twin Duck of House Valhalla both dying here somewhere else in the map. And Bluey, again, she's been the last member for HV standing the last few times here. She dies, and another victory here for the Tricky Clan. We go in-game with House Valhalla once again. Codename holding down that upper fountain hallway. As we see TK now infiltrating the foyer, the arched foyer area, coming around very quickly over to the alley. Timbers at his hand to whipping out the SR-8, going to hold down the marketplace here for just a moment. He's being supported by Maori, who's holding down the marketplace alleyway to make sure nobody's going to get him from behind. We see Codename bleeding to death here in the background from the shot by Slider, as Pappy goes toe-to-toe up on the stairway to the patio courtyard with Barrett and comes out victorious as Pappy doubles back now into the fountain courtyard's got full health. LR-300 out, and Pappy and Maori going after Twin Duck, and it's going to be Maori who actually finds Twin Duck, killing Twin Duck and taking another point here in this first round. Score now 11-4 in favor of House Valhalla. We spawn with TK. They come out of the covered passageway down the new alleyway, and it's going to be Slider, readies a grenade, tosses it over towards the entrance to the upper fountain hallway. Codename Thumber exchanging grenades there with them. As Codename and Thumber both back off, we go back and forth here again. Close quarter battles. It's going to be Slider coming out on top, gunning down Thumber. As we see Wolverine disconnecting, I believe Wolverine was the sub here. Yes, he was. Codename and Bluey now healing each other, reloading. As Slider has been slowed down, a grenade catches both of them up on the stairwell. One grenade, two grenades in, that by Maori. They avoid the second one. Bluey, nice kill by Bluey.
Red team wins.
As it is going to be House Valhalla who finally takes one back here. Hantu of TK, last gamer to be taken out for House Valhalla. So good work by House Valhalla. They stopped the bleeding. They're going to try to climb back in this match. These grenades exploding in the air here on the fountain side of the map. And very quickly, we have three gamers dead. Bluey, Twin Duck, and Codename for House Valhalla. As I said, Tricky Clan not holding back here. All-out assault by Tricky Clan on House Valhalla, as we now see the last two gamers, Slider and Hantu, for Tricky Clan up on the bridge as they retreat now into the marketplace. Grenades being tossed down the alley. Timbers, Hantu going to lead the charge here. He's going to take up a position on one of the awnings with his SRA. Now he drops off, switching weapons. Slider and Hantu, as we just caught one of the names, and that was Thumber coming through. He's got help from Barrett here just under the bridge. 2-on-1 here. Slider's going to get the DE kill on Barrett, trying to clean things up. Was Thumber, but Hantu with a great turnaround jump shot kills Thumber with his SR-8 to end the round, and another point for Tricky Clan. They are out and completely in control of CASA here, 12-5. As we approach the five-minute mark left here on this map, Barrett catching a grenade from Maori to get things started here in this, the 18th round. And Thumber again at Natrix with a nice grenade again through the alleyway. Thumber trying to play catch with the pineapple. That does not work. It's got to hurt to catch one of those because it'll ruin your day. Bluey up on the patio between the upper fountain hallway. Never saw a slider coming through there. He gets her from behind. More action ensuing on the patio as Barrett going toe-to-toe with Slider, and Slider just too strong as he pistol whips Barrett with his Desert Eagle. And everything going right here for Tricky Clan. Not much going right as of the past few minutes for House Valhalla. 13-5 is our score as we see Thumber going 9-9-9 here. It looks like House Valhalla may call for a timeout. Negative, they will not. Thumber back in the game. It's just a momentary lapse. The phone jack icon coming up in the bottom right corner there for Thumber, but he's back in the game, and we are back in the game as well as we follow Maori now under the tunnel over in the fountain courtyard. Slider just above him in the arched foyer as we see Pappy slow down. Twin Duck with another SR8 kill. Twin Duck kills so far as Thumber goes toe-to-toe once again with Slider in the marketplace alley, and Slider again coming out on top, retreating very quickly. Codename and Twin Duck. As Codename going to come through the alleyway into the fountain courtyard under assault by Maori. He's got the SR8 out, but it's going to be the LR300 of Maori who takes him down. But Twin Duck right there to pick up the kill, out to gunning Maori onto the patio above the fountain courtyard as he switches back to his SR8 as we see Natrax and Slider now reloading and shooting each other in the patio courtyard. Comes Twin Duck under heavy attack. And it's going to be Natrax who takes him down with the LR300 to end the round for Tricky Clan against 14-5. And HV is going to have to figure out something here very quick if they want to have a chance here on the next map, UT Turnpike. And right now, everything they are trying is not working. You see Barrett coming through the upper fountain hallway trying to take on Slider and Pappy of Tricky Clan. His Codename is taken out once again. Hansen on the kill. Big Desert Eagle shot into Slider by Barrett. He guns him down. Great work by Barrett, who continues a little killing streak here. Taking down Pappy, taking aim at Natrix. Who's going to get Natrix? They have him cornered in the fountain courtyard, and it's going to be Twin Duck who spams him without mercy with the MP5K. He joins his clanmate up in the upper fountain hallway and continue on into the patio courtyard comes Twin Duck. As it looks like Codename was gunned down. I must have missed that kill. Nope, check that. That was Twin Duck taken down by Hanchu. As Twin Duck and Maori meet up in the alleyway just off the fountain courtyard. And once again, Tricky Clan proving they are just too much here on UT CASA as we approach a two-minute mark. Score now 15-5. It's been about four straight here for Tricky Clan as House Valhalla Bluey coming through the patio courtyard. Thumber and Barrett back and forth. They go across the T-intersection of the main square alley. As Barrett let loose, he's got Maori in his sights, but a well-played shot by Maori guns him down with the Desert Eagle. Maori retreating now. He is injured, bleeding, trying to heal himself up, not able to do so. Thumber gets the easy kill on Maori. He continues on his Twin Deck now, switching to his SR8. Taking on Pappy, and Pappy outguns him, could not switch to his automatic weapon, his backup weapon, soon enough to fend off those attacks. And we're down to a one-on-one here, Bluey and Hantu going at each other. We are in-game with Bluey right now as she comes past the main square alleyway. That is the T-intersection down towards the bridge she comes. As Hantu taking it very slowly, very quietly, he's got the SR8 out, and he was zoomed in here just a moment ago. We are first person with Hantu as we switch up here. Go fight Bluey. Bluey coming up the stairwell onto the patio near the upper fountain hallway. She's going to have to be careful. She just got dinged once there in the left leg. She's got 40% health, but all you have to do is breathe on Hantu, and he is going to die as he's down to about 10, maybe 20% health. Bluey, is she going to be able to out-duel him with her LR300? As she continues to let a few shots off here, one by one, not going to matter. Hantu skills dying and all, able to take out Bluey. Great work there by Hantu, 16-5 now, as we're inside the last 30 seconds here on at UT CASA. We will finish out this round regardless, as we're down to just inside 30 seconds. As I said, coming through on the charge once again, it is Tricky Clan dropping a grenade just on Thumber. He caught that grenade again. That was Natrex and Pappy holding tight here in the courtyard alleyway up top onto the upper fountain hallway. We come with Natrex, LR-300 out, as we see Barrett catching Mowry off guard in the background. Bluey trying to out-duel Natrex. Not going to happen here. 8 seconds and counting towards the end of the round here. Twin Duck, the last gamer alive for HV. He whips out a grenade. It tosses it in the Market Square alleyway. Retreating behind him down the new alley. Great shot by Twin Duck as he catches Natrex napping. Another great shot there. Twin Duck putting on a nice display of skill here. He outguns Pappy as well. Both of them over in the marketplace. This will be a huge motivational victory here if HV can win this last match in this last round. And House Valhalla, Twin Duck retreating SR8 out. Not able to do so. It is going to be Slider who finishes the round off for Tricky Clan. Our score 17-5. We're going to step away here, take a quick break, and come right back. Our score here during the intermission, 17-5 in favor of Tricky Clan.
Let's see. Who wants wheat off the air?
I don't want wheat off the air.
I'm not gonna deal with this tonight.
Great, that means I'm not gonna get any more death threats. This is awesome.
The new radio.
And welcome back inside the game. Oswald here with you. As you just heard, some great action there to end the round. Unfortunately, House Valhalla not able to pick up that last win there. As I said, it sort of would have been a nice motivational tool to go into the second match here on UT Turnpike. That did not happen. Still, some great action there by both clans, especially Tricky Clan, who very classy win there. Our score here, 17-5, running down scores from that first round. Slider leading all scores here, 30 points, 30 kills for him, 13 deaths. Hantu right behind him at 21-13 as we're getting set to start the second round here. 3-2-1, and we are in the match just like that. No waiting around as they are ready to get their game on. There's your first kill very quickly. Codename picked off by Natrix's SR8. And Barrett and Thumber also going down here very quick to start the match here on UT Turnpike. But Natrix Slider being caught off guard by Bluey and Twin Duck. So HV not quite dead yet. We battled just in front of the restrooms here. And it's going to be Wolverine who's able to wipe his hands dry and kill Twin Duck. But Bluey not able to help her clan out. They go down. House Valhalla now down by one here in this round. As we follow Wolverine, who is at the substitution here for Tricky Clan, through the metro area. Twin Duck, codename, doing some nice action there, some nice run and gun, as very quickly taking down Mowry, Natrex, Wolverine, and Slider. But Bluey and Barrett, actually Barrett caught his teammate and team-killed Bluey. As we pick up the action with Codename coming through the metro station into the reception entrance door. Letting off a couple of rounds of Pappy, who's got the LR-300 out. Injured, bleeding, down he goes. Codename with the win here for his clan. And this is much like the first round started. Teams exchanging wins to get things started here on UT Turnpike. We spawn with Natrix. Natrix on William Street looking down the alleyway. He whips out the DD. Now Bluey taking aim, taking him down. Good job by Bluey coming through with her LR-300. Hooks up with Codename just inside the alley entrance as they make their way through the office near the main door. Codename coming around the south parking lot as they do a nice little maneuver here on Mowry, going after him from both sides. Mowry's attention, though, on Bluey. Outgunning Bluey, but Codename right there. They go one-on-one in the south parking lot, and Codename is going to get the win here for House Valhalla. 2-1 now, our score. And could this be what House Valhalla needed, a new map? And right now it's proving that way. They are one up on it. Tricky Clan, but we still have 18 minutes of gaming left as we see Slider and Pappy tying at the hands of Twin Duck and Barrett. Nice job once again. HV on the charge here. Thumber over in the company park. Now he turns left, goes inside the metro station. out into the parking lot. He comes, nobody in the backside of the map here. As all the action taking place out front, it's going to be Twin Duck who finishes off a flawless round victory here for House Valhalla. We are going to start with Codename as he quickly enters the parking lot entrance, comes out to the front of the office, coming in the front door slider, dropping a grenade in the direction of Codename. That injures him. He is bleeding, but he's trying to get a couple of shots off before he is being healed by Twin Duck and coming through and deciding to retreat was Slider. They go one-on-one, two-on-two now inside the main office entrance. Slider killed by his teammate Pappy, and it's going to be Twin Duck who comes out on top as the last gamer standing. But Twin Duck not able to heal himself quick enough. He bleeds to death, and he was the last chance here for HV. Unfortunately, not able to heal himself up after those attacks. Natrix under attack and assault. Two grenades his direction. Barrett back and forth here on the side of building stairs. Wolverine and Slider now both being caught. Thumber and Twin Duck, the back-to-back T-kills there for House Valhalla as Barrett and Bluey heal up inside or underneath the train tracks here in the alley. We follow the action again with Bluey. She opens up the loading docks, and as she does, she is met with a package from Pappy and Slider. Closing the doors, Slider now reopening the doors, dropping down off the loading docks. Comes Slider and a Pappy. They'll heal each other up as Barrett is the last man left alive for HV. They find him as he comes down the alleyway towards the north parking lot. And just like that, House Valhalla down gets taken down. 3-3 is our score. Once again, we're tied back up. As Wolverine coming through the park, dropping two grenades, going inside the park entrance at the opposite end of the office. It is Twin Duck letting loose with his LR-300. He did drop a grenade in the direction of, I believe that was Mary. Now he retreats into the alleyway, try to heal himself. He's going to open the double doors back up, go into the office. He's got Pappy and Slider in front of him, and it's going to be Slider who decides to give him the death right there. He catches him in the, it looked like the chest with that last shot there. As the round ends, coming through the alleyway, not sure what he was doing. Natrix, little suicide bombing run right there as he is taken out, trying to take Twin Duck and Thumber with him with a grenade that went off there at the last moment, not able to do so. As we go back inside the office once again, Pappy near the second floor stairs. Coming through the park entrance, that was Twin Duck. Pappy ready for him, though, but not ready for Thumber. Thumber gets a kill, but Thumber right there, a DE blast from Wolverine, 5-3 now, and Tricky Clan trying to take control of this round and maintain that that big lead they have thanks to UT Casa. As Wolverine becomes a nasty stain, Twin Duck with the HE grenade toss in his direction. Barrett now coming down the alleyway, entering the loading docks. As Bluey, his teammate, coming through the back doors there in the north parking lot, was gunned down, as was Barrett. Barrett should have stayed over near that that loading dock. He probably would have been better off. Two back-to-back kills there by Natrix, but it's going to be Twin Duck who finishes off Tricky Clan there, and they are trying to climb back in. 5-4 is our score here. House Valhalla looking to get on a little bit of a roll here and try to make back some of those points they lost on Casa. As we go inside the office building here, under attack is Slider. Slider retreating now over to the reception desk, and just in front of the restrooms, that is Codename. Codename hanging outside now, running down William Street just into the south parking lot as Maori just pops his head out of that park entrance. Coming around the corner, south parking lot, we go toe to toe, and it is Codename who is hit and injured. We're going to have to watch out from above. It's not going to matter. Wolverine, Slider, and Maori all powering their way through the front door of the office building to take down the last two members here, Codename and Barrett of HV. Grenade catches Barrett into the alley with Barrett taking down Natrix, who tossed that grenade. Barrett now lifting up the doors to the loading dock. Slider in there. Slider trying to reload and switch weapons. Not able to do so as he got a whole lot of hole from Barrett's DE. Opening up the back north parking lot entrance doors was Thumber. As we are now with Thumber following him in and out of the metro station. In the reception office door he goes. As we just get to where all the action is taking place, we see Twin Duck and company pumping countless bullets into the lifeless body of Pappy. Our score now 6-5 in favor of a Tricky Clan. A big grenade there catches two HV gamers off guard. Codename and Thumber. We're not ready for that as Twin Duck now runs out onto William Street. Barrett catches an LR300 to the head. He goes down. Slider becomes a nice stain here. Barrett with that kill, but then a Twin Duck, final gamer standing, should not have gone in the front doors of the office there. Mowry from Tricky Clan cleans him up, gets a point for his clan. 7-5 now is our score in favor of TK. Under the bridge, under the train tracks, it's Codename, who outduels Natrix once again. Natrix seems to favor that side of the map here every round. Codename now lifting up the back loading dock doors is Slider heard it, came down, but Codename very quick on the draw. Comes him down. 2-on-1 now. Pappy gets his shot, but it's going to be Mowry with the kill. Second man through here for HV is Barrett, trying to win one back here for his team. Drops the grenade inside. It catches Pappy. Excellent grenade there by Barrett. By Barrett, as he was hit. Mowry now comes through, tossing a grenade in the direction of Barrett. And Mowry, great grenade toss there. AT grenade, it catches Barrett. Not ready. He gets taken down. 8-5, our score here. So a Tricky Clan not able to put together the type of run they had in UT Casa as we approach the halfway mark here for 10 minutes on UT Casa. Under attack from the restroom area. It is Bluey doing the damage here. Not sure what she's doing back there. Powdering her nose maybe, but she got one kill. Was not able to outgun Wolverine, who then quickly catches Twin Duck as well. Runs outside the main entrance door, picks up Pappy. Pappy actually hits Wolverine in the back of the head there. It looked like taking down a couple of hit points from him. Codename now looking to go out the main door, but it's not going to matter. Barrett coming down William Street from just near the SUV, taking out the last members of TK. That was Pappy and Wolverine. Score now, Agent running down the alley very quickly. It is Codename. Guess who he hooks up with? That's right, Natrix. Once again, Natrix now turns, goes down the alleyway. He has Barrett in his sights, but it's going to be Barrett faster on the trigger. So two gamers down here for T very quickly. But it's all up to, it was all up to Barrett as Wolverine, again, just too much through the office. He comes, and just like that, HV goes down another round. 9-6 is their score. Into the park we go on the respawn. We are with Thumber, who catches a shiny bullet from Mowry. Into the company park. All sorts of action taking place. Barrett dies at the hand of Wolverine, who then calls for a medic and gets assistance there from Pappy just off the east door to the metro station. Coming through the metro station now, Wolverine very quickly down the north parking lot as we hear the door open, and joining him on his run is Mowry of Tricky Clan. They turn the corner, run down the alleyway in search of Twin Duck. As we go inside the office, Twin Duck, one kill on Tricky Clan, but not able to take down the second gamer there, Pappy, who takes him down. Great work there by Tricky Clan all around. In to the company park, where you know grenades being tossed out towards that south parking lot. Barrett, the only member over there for HV, trying to avoid those grenades. As he does, he gets inside, as we saw another gamer barbecued by the exploding monkey there. Barrett coming back around the corner. Gunfire ensuing inside the office as a TK happens here. Wolverine taken down by his teammate, Pappy. Up to the second floor we go, and yes, inside that second floor window is Pappy, as Natrix calls him a nerd and continues on. Nerd Pappy now onto the stairwell under heavy attack. Barrett trying to come up the stairs, not able to do so. He is fended off very nicely by Pappy, who readies an HE grenade. Tosses it on to the second floor. Nobody there for HV, but Codename waiting for Pappy to come down the stairs, and as he does, he takes him out. So that's a good victory there for House Valhalla. Score now 10-3. We go first person with Wolverine coming through the metro station. Just out in front of him, one of his teammates, that is Pappy, able to gun down Bluey. Pappy now enters the company, or the park entrance, as Wolverine, Pappy, and Mowry do a little healing up as Wolverine stands guard on the table as we go and search for the rest of House Valhalla. There they are, Barry coming through the alley entrance. He gets a great shot up on Mowry, but it's Twin Duck, his compadre, taken out by Slider very quickly. Back into the alleyway we go. as
wins.
Coming through the alleyway, it was going to be Mowry. Gets the drop on Barrett, outguns him. Another point here in favor of a Tricky Clan, 11-7 now. As no tricks here, this is straight on gun run at a gun action for both clans. Their codename, Second Man Through, following Twin Duck. But Natrix gets back-to-back kills on those two members of HV. Bluey opening up the north
Blue
doors into
wins.
The parking lot, but she's quickly erased by Slider. So Tricky Clan in control of this match quite nicely, 12-7, leading all scores here. Again, Slider for Tricky Clan, cleans up for House Valhalla as Natrix catches a bullet from Codename inside the back office hallway. We go with Slider as he reloads his LR-300, comes under heavy attack by Codename. Codename doing a nice job there as Barrett comes to support him. Both have their LR-300s as they pass the main entrance of the office. Grenade dropped in their direction. Unfortunately, the grenade landed inside that little cubbyhole where the restroom is, and Codename takes down Wolverine for the final kill here on this round. After 20 rounds, score 12-8 as HV gets 1 point back here. Barrett very quickly down the alley. He's got the grenade out, drops it, and it looked like he might have killed his teammate there. No, he didn't. Mowry killed Mowry. Actually, that was Pappy who gets the kill, but then Pappy himself done in by Bluey. So action taking place over here in the alleyway as we pick up Bluey once again making a move inside the office. And here she is past the reception desk, meeting resistance fire from Slider, who gets outside. He's trying to heal himself. As he does, again, he's down to about maybe a half a bar of health left. South parking lot, he goes very quietly. We hear doors open. Not sure where those doors were. It might have been that park entrance. As Slider now passing the company park. At the entrance to the metro station, it's a one-on-one here.
Team wins.
And it's going to be Slider who gets the kill. Bluey coming around the south parking lot there. Did not see him. Score 13-8. We respawn once again with House Valhalla. Thumber holding back here, dropping a couple grenades down the alleyway as Wolverine held off his charger. He does have a grenade ready. He tosses it in the direction of Thumber. It goes off, no harm to anyone. As we switch action and go inside with Thumber once again. Near the restroom we go. Thumber and Slider meet up. And they both get taken down. They both die, but just too much this round. Twin Ducks LR-300 extinguishes the life of Netrix, and that is the last round here for Tricky Clan. 13-9 in favor of House Valhalla now. House Valhalla rushing down the alley. Barrett and Twin Duck doing that rushing as we see Bluey catching a bullet on the other side of the map from Slider. Being assaulted from the second story window was Thumber. Slider very quickly down the stairs, out in the park he comes. Turns back around as we pick up the action. Bodies flying everywhere, wall painted red. And Mowry with the final kill as he was hit in the vest numerous times by Twin Duck, but he does get the kill. As we spawn with Mowry once again running through the office building and just looking through those metro doors, he sees one of the members of HV getting ready to drop a grenade. He gets to go inside now. Codename under heavy attack. Wolverine getting the kill after his teammate Mowry gunned down by Twin Duck inside of the metro station. We run now with Wolverine back outside as he sees more action taking place out there. But Barrett dying at the hands of Pappy. They heal up, Pappy and Wolverine, inside the metro station as they await the arrival of Bluey. Bluey on top of the wall, just overlooking the metro station. She's got her work cut out for her here. And just like that, she has cut down. Pappy's LR-300 doing all the talking here as we are coming inside of just about 3 minutes now. Score 15-9. In favor of Tricky Clan. It looks like they are going to go on to win this match here, as this has been a very wonderful match. Quality game players, both these clans. I do want to thank them for providing such great action here. As we follow the action with Codename and Thumber under the train tracks, no action there. As now we see Wolverine slowly approaching the north parking lot entrance. He opens up the door, becomes a target here for Bluey, who catches him and retreats, but she dies. She bleeds to death. But Thumber, coming around the alleys, able to pick up a victory for his team, taking out Pappy as we now go at 3 minutes and counting. A big assault being put on by House Valhalla down the alley. We leave the charge here, Codename. He gets a kill, but he also catches a grenade from Slider. Barrett left standing. He sees nothing but blood near that back parking lot door. He comes inside a lifeless body of his teammate. And just over it, oh, a big shot from Barrett. LR-300 out. He catches Slider, sending him backwards, sliding down the wall. Twin Death defending their position inside the back office. But Pappy just too much as they pick up another victory here, 16-10. All the action taking place here on UT Turnpike. We see Natrix now with the SRA 3-on-1. What Codename is doing, I don't know, but there it is, that fancy little wall jump there. Somehow ended up on one of the light stanchions. Great move by Codename. Got to give him props for those skills he was showing off there. He does pick off one gamer in that little move there as well. As we now follow Maori coming down from the second floor, he's got Slider with him. As they are the last two gamers, they heal up. As Codename now has got to win one here for his team. Win one in the name of Wee Man, who is the ex-HV clan member, who we still have a lot of respect for from HV, now with IQS. But Codename running through the park, goes in the entrance. Nice work there, gunning down. Slider turns and goes upstairs on the middle landing here on the staircase. As he turns, catches a grenade. He is injured. He's got about 20% health. And then Maori from the trash can guns him down to end the round. Codename not able to do much for his team. 17-10 now. Tricky Clan, as I said about 3 minutes ago, have won this round. We're just playing out the last minute 15 seconds here as action continues. And it is all Tricky Clan doing the killing here. This round, though, they are up. Actually, they are down. Twin Duck now. Last gamer left standing for House Valhalla. Where did he go? He comes out from the alley entrance, and popping out from behind one of the cubicles is Pappy to get the victory here for Tricky Clan. 55 and counting, 18-10 our score. We're just about to finish this matchup. And at the conclusion, we will give out the Dead Llamas player of the game to each squad. If you have voice in this, who do you think had the best match today? I know who I'm going to choose as we see the match taking place under the alleyway, but Thumber not able to avoid the shots from Wolverine. He finishes off the round. 30 seconds to go. This could be our last match here. Do we see the Negave Tower of Death come out for HV? No, we don't. They maintain what weapons they had here currently. Winning, trying to win the last round here. Will they be able to do it? Thumber stuck inside the metro station, under attack, but he gets a shot off, taken down. Natrix took him down. Twin Duck and Thumber. Nice work there by Natrix once again. As it's going to be another blue team victory. And is that going to do it? Yes, that is going to do it. Our final score here, 20-10 in favor of Tricky Clan. That's going to do it for us. We're going to step away, take a break. And when we come back, we will run down our players of the game and the score. It's Oswald. You're tuned in to Inside the Game. We're coming right back.
Quake 3, Counter-Strike. Quake 3, Counter-Strike. Quake 3, Counter-Strike.
Turn this car around if you do not shut up.
Quake 3 and Counter-Strike. And a whole lot more. This is the all-new
family-oriented radio.
And welcome back to Inside the Game. There we go. It's Oswald here with you. If you have just heard... Wow, just heard Tricky Clan out to gun House Valhalla. Final score 37-15. And while I'd like to say it was a good game, well, in terms of sportsmanship, it was an outstanding game. As usual, expect nothing less of these two clans. But Tricky Clan, just too much here for House Valhalla to handle today as we run down scores here from that second round. Slider, the leading killer, 37-22 for him. Maori with 23. Pappy, Wolverine, and Natrix all with 22. And on the side of House Valhalla, Codename and Twin Duck both with 26 kills. Bluey, 22. Barrett, 13. And Thumber with 10. So with that, our DeadLlamas.net players of the game. For Tricky Clan, it is going to be Slider, who had two excellent rounds here. 67 kills for him, and 35 deaths. Some great effectiveness on the side of Tricky Clan. And for House Valhalla, we're going to select Twin Duck. I know he was not that effective there in the second round, 26 kills, 26 deaths, but by virtue of a solid first round here, he too joins Slider as the DeadLlamas.net player of the game. So that's going to do it for us today. Glad you could be with us. And remember, we will be back for more Urban Terror action tomorrow and the rest of the week. So keep it right here on Inside the Game, as Oswald will be bringing you all the coverage, as I said, from the first frag to the final cup that's handed out in this, the Spring 2005 Clan Base Open Cup. We'll see you next time. Thank you.